Right now, we're going to check out a question about a septic tank, and we have Jason on the line. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my question.
Absolutely. Tell us what's going on there and what you're thinking about.
Yes, sir. The family and I recently purchased a home, and the home itself has a septic tank on the property to handle the wastewater from the home, and I'm fairly new to that part of home ownership. And there on site, the previous owner has planted, I guess, a banana plant or a banana tree.
Uh-huh, sure.
That marking the location of the septic tank.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a good way to find it.
Yeah, I guess so. There aren't any other trees or shrubs in the area. That's the only one. And I started doing a little research online, and from what I could tell, most advice was don't plant directly over the septic tank. It's kind of concerning me, and anyway, I was wanting to get a little help and guidance. I guess I'd like to identify the location of the septic tank so I can maybe have a clean out installed for maintenance purposes
right down
the road.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, a couple things to think about here. You know, to have any kind of plant directly over a septic tank, of course, restricts your access to it in those rare situations where you have to remove a section of the lid to have the septic tank pumped out. So that's the biggest problem with having it directly over the tank. Additional problems would be if you had trees or plants in your field line area where your field lines go out, and you have trees or something with substantial roots that will go down and prevent that from leaching out into your yard like it should. So I'm looking at a picture of your house here that you sent, and first of all, Jason, you got a lot of grass to mow here, buddy. That's a wow.
Yeah.
So you need
takes about an hour and a half.
Yeah. Well, you'll have
wow.
to. Yeah, that's pretty good. But you know what? I in the house that I grew up in had a septic tank, and it had a banana tree planted right at it. And it was amazing how, because of the amount of fluid that would get to it and the water that would get to it, this thing would get 25 feet tall in the course of a summer. In the winter, it would kind of die off and so forth. And it would even grow bananas up to a certain point where we would always go, we're going to have bananas in our yard. And of course, it would get to that point where it just didn't have a long enough growing season to produce, mature bananas. But it definitely was influenced greatly by the water that got to it. So, but to find the top to that, Joe, what, the things that the septic tank guys use all the time, that's the T handle with the, right. with the long, steel rod. I don't know. It was some kind of probe that they use to probe down mm-hmm. into that. I wonder if that's something. I've never seen those where you could buy them at a hardware store.
No,
you know?
Probably not.
Probably something you have to get made up there. And Jason, all you'd have to do is have a somebody with a little welding shop weld you something with about a 16-inch piece of rebar, and then another one that would go down about 4 feet. And then you can go out there and just probe that. And you can find the four corners of that septic tank, mark them however way you wish, and that would, without having to dig anything up, you could do that. And I'm not really sure I would put a clean out in until you had a problem, and then when you have a problem with it and it's starting to back up and you need to have it pumped, which may never happen, then at that point is when I would, because you're going to have to access it then, that's when I would go about putting that clean out in, because you should, with this probe, be able to find the four corners as well as where that pipe comes in to the septic tank from the side that's common with the house.
Okay. All right.
Jason.
And so is there any concern with the plant over the tank? Should we cut it down?
Jason, I live with a septic tank, and I would never plant anything near, especially as Danny mentioned, anything near the leach fields. Because, you know, the trees are programmed to find, the roots are programmed to find water, right? Any moisture.
Right.
And they're going to get into the leach field or into the tank. And you don't, so I don't think there's any reason to have a tree over it to mark where the septic tank is. You should know where the septic tank is. And if this is a modern septic tank, it's going to have clean out lids on it, because you're going to have to pump it out. That solid waste is going to have to go somewhere, right? The liquid waste will go into the leach fields, right? Which is what commonly happens. But you should find two clean out lids. Now, I don't know how deep this is. Hopefully it's not too deep. If it is, you can buy risers that fit on top that'll raise it up. So maybe you only have to dig down a few inches to reach them. Depending on how many people live in the house and how much water you use, you know, you may have to empty it out, pump it out every 4 years. They tell you you're supposed to do it every 1 or 2 years. I've waited as long as 5 or 6 years and it's been fine, depending on the size of your tank. So you're going to have, as far as the initial question, I would not plant anything over that, and I would get rid of it and get rid of that banana tree or banana plant, whatever it is.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay. And you can go to todayshomeowner.com and put in how to sharpen your lawnmower blade. That's something you might want to, you might need at some point.
All right.
Hey, Jason.
Thank you.
Jason, thanks so much for being with us, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Yeah, that, the septic tanks, I mean, they're still everywhere. I mean, there's a lot of areas of the country that are eliminating because of the availability of, you know, city and county sewage. But there's something that
What I learned from that conversation is that I'm very glad that that failed business venture of yours, the septic tank banana company, never took
Yeah,
off.
I know it. I know it.
I'm not sure I want bananas coming out of a septic
I know,
tank.
And I thought that was going to be such a great idea.